Okay, the 5th of Teves, and the 13th of December, on page Memhei, bottom of page Memhei, in the Alei Shur, quoting two things from the Beis Elokim, a beautiful sefer of the Ma'abit, fundamental sefer about tefillah, tshuva, and basically Yisoda Amuna. So, Os Aleph, there v'achashin is bar inyan ha-tshuva ki charat v'ziv zacheit. After it's been explained, that's what he was talking about before, that the ikar of tshuva is regret, which means feeling bad about the past, aziva sachet, which is committing to doing better in the future. Actually, I think I read most of this. But nomer ki enam kishar mitzvah sha'oziv chelak ha-mitzvah inlo chelak skar ha-mitzvah. Now we'll say, but it's not like other mitzvahs that a person who abandons, who ignores a part of the mitzvah, doesn't have the reward of the mitzvah. Kemosha tamar mitzvah tzitzis ibedal kanfos va'osa tzitzis begimel kanfos levad enam iskayim gimel chelke ha-mitzvah. A person who has three corners with fringes out of four didn't do three quarters of the mitzvah. Shari dalad tzitzis ma'akvin zezeh. That's the concept of things being ma'akev. It's a mishnah. There are many mitzvahs and many things in life where each part is integral. And one is ma'akev and another.
Ma'akev is...
It literally means to hold back. It's when it's, if it's an integral ingredient, the lack of it holds back the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So if you said something is ma'akev, it means the mitzvah cannot be done without it. So each of the four is ma'akev.
Pre-requirement.
Yeah, it's an absolute requirement.
Less than complete.
There are vital organs. There are other organs. These are all vital organs of the mitzvah. It's like it didn't do anything. There are certain places in halacha where it's discussed, if you don't have the whole mitzvah, should you do it anyway without a bracha? And the halacha is to do it just as a zecher, so you shouldn't forget that the mitzvah exists. But it's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. And it's certainly the case of tzitzis. V'ulam ha-tshuva gam ki ena shleima ad shetia b'charat l'shaor iziv z'chei l'asid. Tshuva, even though it's not complete, unless you have charat over the past and iziv z'chei for the future. Im kol ze ha-charat l'vad b'li iziv z'chei mo'el k'tzas. Nevertheless, regret, without abandoning the sin, does help a little. V'chein iziv z'chei b'li charat. And abandoning the sin without regret also does help. Very important tshuva insight from the Ma'abit. Beis Roy Levayer Inyan Hatshuva Sheshav Adam B'chol Shana V'Shana. It's appropriate for us to explain the concept of tshuva that a person does every year. V'chozer Achakach L'Mashachata. And then he returns to what he did. If that's the phenomenon, if that's what happens, Im Toel Hatshuva She'asa Alavonus HaKodmim. Does the tshuva help? Does it work? The tshuva he did on those previous sins, if afterward he returned to them, it calls into question the whole idea that he did tshuva. He goes back to the sins. Oim Nomar, or do we say Shakivin Shachazal Mashachata? Or do we say since he returned to what he to his sin, Yeroa Shelo Haisa Nachona Ushlema? Do we say it wasn't proper? It wasn't complete? And he didn't really resolve to abandon those sins. Since he returned to them, retroactively reveals real. Va'omer, we will say, it appears from the words of our Chacham. Person did tshuva, the gomar belibo shalala asosimod, and he resolved in his heart not to do them anymore. Hashem yisparach mavir chatosu b'tshuva zos. Hashem removes his chait with this tshuva. Bim achaka chozo lachato, and if then he goes back to sin, yetzahara hu shapita osa mechodosh lachzal mashachata. It's the yetzahara that has seduced him anew to go back to his sin. Below you, hachatayim hakodrim chozim v'neurim. We don't say that the earlier sins are like rekindled. Chozim v'neur is a concept in halacha where something is dormant and then you do something and it brings it all back. It's like it never left. And chometz, that's batel, and then according to some poskim, it's chozim v'neur. You can have things that have been nullified, but it's not like they don't exist. It's like they're just dormant. And the concept in halacha of chozim v'neur goes back and it's reawakened. So you say if he did tshuva, so that means he never. If he goes back to the sin, it means he never did tshuva. Achashin's Batla B'Tshuva Kodemas, after they were nullified. He's using the terms from Bittel. But it's not that way. It's not that way. It was real Tshuva, and the Yitzhara came back anew. It's funny, Rav Moshe Feinstein has an interesting tshuva that other posts could disagree with. If somebody sells his chametz before Pesach, you have a store that sells its chametz, so he doesn't own the chametz, and then you see he's selling. He opens up and he's selling his bread and his crackers and his pretzels. So can you buy from that store afterward? Did he sell his chametz or not? So a lot of people say it means he didn't mean it. It was just something to, you know, to appease the people who were shomer halacha, but he didn't mean it. And Rav Moshe says, no, he sold his chametz, and now the Yitzhar got the better of him, and he's stealing. He's stealing from the guy that he sold the chametz to. You know, is it a new thing? Did he mean what he said before? I don't mean that that's exactly the same as this, but the tshuva was real, and the...
He's selling the inventory.
Now he's sinning now, but it doesn't call into question the past. Ma nifla avodah zo. How wondrous is this avoda? Now a quote from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter: "L'hagdil etzlo b'chinas Yom Kippur me'at gavoh Yosef b'madregas ha'tshuva." To like aggrandize, to increase by him the concept of Yom Kippur a little bit in the madrega of tshuva. Koloshen Rabbeinu Hagon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Zechonu Levrachel Chayel Mabo. In the words of Rabbi Yisrael, in Ar Yisrael, the 14th letter. Ar Yisrael is a collection of short writings from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that. Great people saw like deep insight in every word and every phrase. It's a little hard. You have to be on a certain madriga to see it. But Hazocha l'bechinas ma shel Yom Kippur, a person who merits a little bit of a bechina, as I was saying, it means like a realm, understanding the concept of something of Yom Kippur. Yotzi menu kiberia chadash, he comes out of it like a new creature, it's like a whole new existence. Umaskel eschayev mamash mechadash. This is such an important perspective. He starts his life literally like it's anew. She'ifas chayev mischadeshes l'tova. The yearnings of his life are renewed for good. Dvarim she'nichshel b'hem ni'im yoser v'chokim. The amount of things that he stumbled in have become like further away. B'yachaso el chaverov, krovov, maskal perek chodosh. In his relationship with his friends and his relatives, it starts a new chapter. B'limudo v'mitzvosev v'mischazek. In his learning and his mitzvos, he's been strengthened. The midos of Zoreach Oro Shel Yom HaKippurim, and his midos, the light of Yom Kippur shines, and miyasher es asher hayom uvas, and it straightens out that which had been twisted, contorted. Halo zosi avodah hikara shel erev Yom HaKippurim. This is the main avodah of Yom Kippur. Lahasir kol tainos ukpedos ayde pius of bakashas machila, to remove all grievances and things that people are upset about by way of appeasement and asking for forgiveness. Who wouldn't be fearful in awareness of the presence of the halacha? Famous teaching of Chazal, of errors that are among people, Yom Kippur doesn't forgive until he appeases his friend. So of the main primary concepts of Yom Kippur is l'shaper se'yachasim bein adam l'chaveru, to improve the relationship has been on the chavera. Kvar Amar Pa Maran Chavetz Chaim Zechon Levorach Chayim Lamba Bedrasha Lefnei Neila. Chavetz Chaim once said in the drasha before Neila, Boru, come and see, Achai, my brothers, Kama Gadol HaInyan Lasakin Es Atzmeinu B'Yom HaKippurim. How great is the concept of fixing ourselves on Yom Kippur B'Dvarim Shebein On LaChavera. V'Harei Kol Tfilosena B'Neila Hilaman Nechdal Me'oshek Yadeinu. Already a lot of svarim that talk about this, but there's a phrase in Elo that really stands out. In order that our hand be like desisting from, let's say, extortion, from corruption. Haynu shaloni koshel od be'isr gezel chas v'shalom. We shouldn't stumble anymore in the avera of theft. There's some story that Bali Musa record that there was a guy who was davening the Elo. He was a chazan for an Elo. And apparently Rabbi Yisrael was not fully pleased with his moral character, and the chazan got up to Leman Nechadal Meoshek Yadeinu. Rabbi Yisrael went up right next to him. He said, Leman Nechadal Meoshek Yadeinu. Like you hear what you're saying, but It's a phrase that a lot of the Svarim talk about. Like, if the whole thing is that we shouldn't have any Oshak on our hands, how much it's upon us to strengthen ourselves and to return in tshuva in these moments in matters by Nelam Lachaveira. So that's an instance when the Chafetz Chaim emphasized it before Ne'ilah. A lot of Svarim more recently talk about that phrase. Yomim Noraim Ke'ilah Dorshim Hachana. Awesome days like these require preparation. You may El, you may Ratzon. The days of El is the time of Ratzon. It's hard to translate Ratzon. Goodwill doesn't quite do it. But the Ratzon of Hashem, you may Hatzlocha Rabba L'misha Chevtzo Ba'aliyah. Days of the potential for great success for somebody whose desire is elevation. Heyid Rabbeinu Agon Rizvel Salanter Zal. Rizvel Salanter testified, Milifnim. Earlier, Kashi Yadati, as I'm aware, Kol Ish Achazaza Plotzos Mikol HaKare Kodesh El. Every person used to be like seized with trembling from the announcement of El. When they would announce the new month, people would tremble. Hacharada Hazu Nasa Piria Leskar Lavados Yisberach Ish Lefi Erka. This trepidation, this trembling, carried its fruit. It brought about results to bring nearer to the service of Hashem, each person per his level, per his what he's up to. It's also the same letter. He's quoting the same letter in Ar Yisrael. Ma'utiv ha'achana. So what's the nature of the preparation? Rabbi Yisrael Mavar Zos B'Katzar Mechtavo. He explains this in brief in his letter. V'dvar mahavim ma'pech. His words are like an upheaval. Like they're revolutionary. Lo rak lagabe ha'achana liyamam anaroyim, el l'chol avodos Hashem yisbarach. Not only for the preparation for Yom Noraim, but in all service of Hashem. The Eilat Dvar of Hashem, these are his words. Achin bechlal no da'afki nesayin yoreinu. We know in general, and we even see it from experience, Lios over Hashem yisbarach, shmo gam b'madrega nisa, b'li limud ha'musari. You mean, you have to get used to Yisrael's writing, but he means it's possible to be an Ovid Hashem, even at a high level, without Musar learning. Achen ha'ischap, his hapchus meira l'to b'li musari, hikimo b'akashas har'iya b'li ayin, u'shmiya b'li ozen. But changing, turning around from bad to good without Musar is like seeking vision without an eye, or hearing without an ear. And maybe we'll end of that quote tomorrow.